smells like pennies and burps.
Hello, Schitt's Creek fans. Welcome to another episode of Schitt's and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series and we're covering the entirety in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, in our closet, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I can't wait to talk about this episode.
I have already brought up our lists, and I've scrolled to the bottom of your list.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this. I don't mean to be too presumptuous.
Oh, but you are.
Presumptuous?
No.
That's the word.
I think so.
I almost said presumptive. That's not the word.
I don't think that's a word at all.
Okay, all right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, we enjoy Schitt's Creek. I mean, we have a podcast about it. I don't think there's any question about that. But like anything, there's going to be some episodes that just don't connect.
Hit it out of the park.
With us? Yeah.
I don't think this one connects with a lot of people.
Okay. I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
Because I do know that there are people that really love... The only one I'm going to say Turkey Shoot. Yes.
Yeah.
People really like that episode.
Yeah.
And we just don't. This, to me, feels and sort of has the same reaction from what I've heard as... what was it called? Sister?
I know which one you're talking about, but I can't think of what it's called. Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
Not stepsister, not lost sister. Sister. Little sister.
Little sister.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's kind of universally unloved, let's say. It does have the lowest IMDb rating.
Mm.
Of any episode this season.
Okay.
I did want to go back and check others.
I wonder
if
it's like the lowest overall. I'd like
it's
to know
not that
it
low.
Is.
It's still a 7.5.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
And I think we'll get into some stuff that I don't want to say redeems the episode completely.
Yeah.
But in every, even an episode that's not very good, it gives us some things.
No, definitely.
This gives us Tamagotchis. I don't know.
They call them Tamagotchis.
Yeah.
Which I always think is interesting.
You know what?
They were always Tamagotchis.
Yes.
Not Tamagotchis. But I don't know.
Well, I never had one. Did you?
I think I always wanted one, but I don't think I did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should trust David as the one of the three of us that owned Tamagotchis.
Six of them. Perfectly healthy adults.
He cornered the market on those things.
Well, Alexis also says it that way. They both did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a regional thing. Regional pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But anyway, we're here and we're talking about episode 10 of season 5, Roadkill.
This episode was Roadkill, but go ahead.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's a perfectly fitting title.
The original air date was March 12th, 2019. Directed by Jordan Koenig and written by Michael Short.
Hmm.
We've talked about both of them.
We have.
They'll both be around, so we don't need to, you know, wrap up their directing or writing careers on this show yet.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. And who, like, last episode was so Patrick heavy and we loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly Patrick, out of the picture... And it's one of the worst
episodes.
He's at a
tech seminar.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever that is. I mean, that's not
too
silly.
Well, you sound like David. That David's like, why is he going to this? And Stevie's like, well, maybe so his business will succeed.
That is a good reaction by Stevie.
Yeah.
Because based on the fact that...
Do you think she went to tech seminars for the motel?
I have questions about what's going on at Rose Apothecary in this episode. And we'll get into it right now because we're at Rose Apothecary.
We are. Yeah. Starting out with a deep aching sense of dread. That was foreshadowing. I do kind of love that line. And
do you think they got the script and was like, well, we have to do something about this. We have to put in deep aching sense of dread just to let the viewers know that we're not on board with what's about to happen here.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I want to see the, you know how they do the, not behind the scenes, but the show synopsis thing where one of them sits in a chair with other cast members. I'm kind of, that's where I usually pull the audio clips from that I put at the beginning. So after this, I am curious to see who's sitting down, who the guests are, and who wanted anything to do with talking about this episode.
Well,
I know that sounds bad, like I feel like they didn't want to do this, but because they did.
Well, of course, yeah. And I'm wondering, too, you named our, like, director and writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're familiar names.
Right. And,
but I, off the top of my head, because I don't, certainly don't have anything memorized, like, I would like to go back and see what else they've done and whether we've hated that.
Sure.
As much. I shouldn't say hated that, but whether those also were the ones that just were not a hit.
The director's been doing really good stuff.
Yeah.
I think this is her third, maybe fourth episode in a row.
Mm-hmm. So well, and that writer we've talked about frequently.
Well, he only comes around for two episodes per season.
I guess I mean, but, in frequency, I mean we've talked about him every season.
Right, yes, Yeah, Martin Short's brother has been a part of this show for quite a while now.
I couldn't remember. I wanted to say Martin Short, and I'm like, I know that's not right.
I am surprised that Martin Short just hasn't shown up as some nonsense character. But he might be too over the top, even for Schitt's Creek.
I don't know.
All right, but anyway, so as we said, Patrick is at a tax seminar. And
David and Stevie are preparing to go to the flea market to sell.
Flea market.
Yeah, which is out the town hall.
Yes, which makes it even more confusing why Stevie takes advantage of this opportunity because she says, I'm doing this to get away from your mother.
From Moira, yeah. Basically, yeah.
But if they're in the rehearsal space.
I don't know where. Bob's garage. They're rehearsing there today.
You think that's what's happening?
Bob opened the doors of his garage for everyone.
Well, we do find
there.
Out that I don't think anybody's rehearsing. Unless it's just the Gazzagals? The Jazzagals.
Well, certainly
around.
Patrick isn't rehearsing.
No. Patrick's not there. Moira's not there. Stevie's not there.
Right.
You know what? Maybe it's a nice day.
I don't know that it... Did she say it was a rehearsal or if she was just trying to avoid her?
No, she's just trying to avoid her.
Yeah, because she's sending 3 a.m. texts about leggings.
That just say leggings. Really great. But, so, David has Alexis in charge of the store, but not really, right?
Well, she's like, waiting for a delivery of a package.
Right. They're closed, right?
No.
He is not trusting her to
No, because
customers.
Later on, remember, they make a comment and they say, oh my gosh, the store was open the whole time. Like, they never flipped the sign, so the store's open.
No, the door was open.
I thought the sign.
Oh, I thought the door was open or like they didn't lock it.
Maybe that,
it or
yeah.
Something.
But there was a sign, though.
It doesn't matter. This is the roadkill episode. We can get everything wrong. Nobody's going to give us a hard time, I don't think.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that.
But that's basically what's happening.
Yeah.
And this is where the Tamagotchi.
Right. Because he left six perfectly healthy adult ones with her. And she actively murdered them. Yeah, no. I remember I worked at a daycare.
Give us
and
your
I worked
Tamagotchi
with the
story.
I worked with the school age kids, so it was like kids from I think first grade to sixth, I guess, that were there in the summer. And I remember them being very popular that summer.
So these now, excuse my ignorance, these were little computerized, little tiny...
And you had to, like, feed them and take care of them.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out what they looked
them.
Like.
It was like a little...
It was a screen? Just like a little screen?
Yeah, it
screen.
Had a tiny, tiny screen. It might have even... I don't want to say they were, like, on a keychain
like
kind
of a keychain.
Thing. But, yeah, they were. Yeah, they would have been, like, the size of a keychain. And they had a really simplistic, like, screen. But, yeah, you would have to feed them and take care of them and stuff. And everything. I didn't have one.
I'm not saying that I'm on Alexis's side with this argument. Because she is wrong. She did murder digital animals. But...
I don't really...
could
I
you
guess
imagine,
they're animals.
Could you imagine your brother walking into your room with a handful of these tiny things that look like, you know, remote start keychains.
Right.
and handing them to you and saying, I'm leaving for X amount of time. Can you please take care of these?
Mm. It's kind of like Animal Crossing, watering plants.
Right? Yeah. My sister was very worried. This was years ago.
Yeah.
So this was, I don't know, one of the original Animal Crossings. I don't know how long they've been around.
I don't know either. It was a long time ago.
But we went on vacation, and she was worried that she didn't have anyone to water her plants.
I mean, Animal Crossing neighbors to water her Animal Crossing plants.
She didn't ask her bunny neighbor or something to come over and water her plants. Yeah. And I thought that was great. Yeah. And now our kids love that game.
Yeah, but they don't. If they had plants, they must not need anybody to water them anymore because they don't depend on any of the other.
I don't know much about that.
Other woodland creatures to take care of it for them.
Yeah. In the one our kids play, you appear to be alone on a desert island.
I know. It's kind of awful.
Where the other ones seem to have a community and a village and stuff. So I don't know how the game got, worse.
Maybe our kids just can't get to the village. Right, I'm not sure.
They're landlocked. They haven't been able to build a ship or something.
I don't know. But anyway.
So
Clearly we don't have a wide variety of knowledge about Tamagotchis, mm-hmm. or Animal Crossing.
Right. No, not at all.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing.
Yes.
Now we go to...
No, before we go, we have to draw attention to something that Alexis does that I feel like I should start doing more often. And it's the middle finger wave.
You did that to our kid yesterday. I'm just... And that was before we watched the episode.
I think it was during the episode because they kept interrupting us as we were trying to watch.
Totally right.
Yeah. She didn't see me.
No, I know she didn't see you.
Yeah, but I do. I honestly feel like I need to take advantage and use
that's
that
nice.
More often.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I don't see how they could get you in any trouble.
I don't think so either.
But now let's go to the car.
Ugh.
Their fancy car.
Their big fancy car, mm-hmm. as it's referred to.
Because Johnny and Moira... planned a spa day?
Yeah.
A real, like, get away from it all. We now have money to burn,
right.
I guess.
And it's like a throw way back to when they first got there. And remember David was asking Stevie where the business center was?
Sure.
And she was like, it's outside by the, what is it, the I don't remember how she said it. Hamab Spa or something like that. But they made reference of that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, but that's what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
I guess, because their, you know, their practice space has been rented out to some sort of farmer's market,
so
they can't rehearse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do find it funny that this is now not two episodes in a row because we had MVP,
mm-hmm.
but again, Stevie and Johnny away from this motel.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting away from the motel. And I guess last time, Johnny was playing baseball, so he was away.
Yeah.
So they're leaving Roland in charge again.
I guess, but Roland was playing baseball last time.
Oh my God, yeah.
So it was closed. The motel office was closed for the day.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're going on a spa trip, and Moira's trying to buy furniture online for this production.
Yeah, she's ordering a chaise.
Yes.
She referred to it as. Yeah, for someone. So she's on the phone.
She's
on her phone, searching.
But she has to show Johnny.
She wanted to show him things. And he's like, I'm trying to drive. She was really being kind of bothersome.
She holds the phone. I do like how he says, she's like, well, I'll just hold the phone in front of you. And his reaction is, we have to hold it straighter than that. You want me to look at it? It's not, please don't hold a phone in front of my face while I'm driving.
Well, he did try to say that several times.
He tried.
And she was not taking no for an answer, shall we say.
So while he's doing this, while they're very distracted.
He takes a quick glance.
Yes.
And they hit
what Moira assumes is a tiny speed bump.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But he knows it's an animal, and he gets out of the car. Moira is not having any of this.
Yeah.
She doesn't want him to stop, doesn't want him to get out of the car. Mm-hmm. I do like how she says that he's provided a nice Passover Seder for a family of hawks. So it's the circle of life is what she says.
Yeah.
But it's not just a, I don't know, I'm just going to say raccoon. That sounds
bad. A woodland
bad
creature.
Too. Yeah, it's not just a little tiny, you know, creature in the wild.
Bunny, I guess.
It is a cat.
It's a cat, and he realizes it has a collar, so it's someone's pet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. To which Moira says, who sends their kitty out to play on the busy highway.
Right. And there's no cars There's no traffic at all. And he realizes there's a farmhouse
right
up the road. And he's like, I bet it belongs to someone in there.
That's really nice that he is doing this. I don't.
Oh, most people probably would. I feel like people would just be like, oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
they wouldn't. That's really awful.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just me, but I feel like a dog and a cat are very different. I would definitely.
I know, but if it has a collar on and you can like get an identity, sometimes, unfortunately, cats are out and about and they don't wear collars, and you can't always identify where a cat is from, you know, whereas a dog would.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is clearly.
You know what I forgot to do on this episode?
What?
Maybe I'll have to put out an extra bonus episode.
Oh, my.
We had a listener, this was a while ago, reach out and tell us that through a message that he believes that Dan and Eugene Levy hate cats.
Oh, you mentioned that in the last episode.
I'm so sorry. And he had evidence from multiple episodes and wrote this big, long thing. And first of all, maybe I should reach out first and ask him if it's okay if I read it to everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to do that on this actual episode. I didn't do it in prep, so maybe I'll just send out an extra thing with it.
Oh my gosh. Get excited, everyone. An extra thing.
An extra episode.
Yeah.
With just me. Spending time with me alone for 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can be a part of it if you want to.
Maybe I should hear the story, too.
Okay, great.
Because I don't know
All right, I can read it and you can react.
Yeah.
All right, so they go to this farmhouse, but in the meantime, let's go to this flea market, which, as we said, is taking place at Town Hall, Jazzagals / Cabaret Rehearsal Centers.
Yes. Yeah.
And
so,
we see an old friend.
An old friend, Wendy.
Yeah, it's... We talked about how we don't like this episode, and I think it's just such a shame. Ted's back. Wendy's back. From long absences, honestly, for both of them. And this is the episode that they both return to.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Ted since he kissed David.
Oh, gosh,
it has
really?
Been
since
a
the
minute.
Housewarming.
Yes.
Hmm.
It's been a long time since he's been gone.
Interesting.
I know I just mentioned it last episode because they were playing baseball.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, he'd probably like to play baseball.
Oh, he would have been fun in that episode.
Yeah, it has been quite a while.
Wow. Okay.
Or the episode with his mom. Was that after he kissed David?
It might have been. I don't
you
know.
You can
I
go
have,
back to your notes.
I have
a
new
notebook.
No, so I can't really answer anything about that.
So anyway, Wendy's there and David is
like how she,
happy to see.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But Stevie's there. So he introduces Stevie.
Is this
and
your
she
wife?
Said, this must be your wife.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's really nice, and, you know, she says something like, well, love must just be on my mind, because I'm engaged now.
And she said love
new.
Is like target practice.
Yep. If you just keep shooting, and then she trails off and just says, well, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she mentions that she has a new partner. She started... is starting, I guess, or is toying with the idea of a new business. I'm not really sure where she is in the process.
Yeah, because David's like, oh, I own a business, you know, with my partner now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm basically starting something up, I think.
Yeah, we have our own table here.
Yes.
At the flea market, farmer's market, whatever it is.
Flea market.
Okay. Yeah. Just like you. It's so nice to see you. It's really great.
Uh-huh.
And she brings over... her partner.
Antonio.
Who,
of course, is the person that many people in the first maybe watch of the series did not notice him, but he was kind of skulking around in the background of Rose's apothecary.
Based on the responses by people, I'm really happy I noticed him the first time.
It was just...
I don't
it
notice
was just,
things.
I feel like in this show, we tend to notice when things are shot differently, and that was shot so differently that the two of them were talking and he was in the background. And it's not often that
it's just so it's he was shot so that way in Rose.
Yeah, yeah, like
he was
I mean, he was planted there in such a distracting way
where yeah. I was unable to pay attention.
Right.
Because
we were like,
Patrick,
why is that
saying?
Guy in the background? Yes. But of course, Antonio, who was there, like scoping things out at Rose Apothecary.
I really do. Antonio doesn't do much in this episode.
I called him a dull David. Yeah. That's what I wrote.
He really is. He is really is like...
Because he has the same...
Same mannerisms?
Same mannerisms and like the tone, like the way he talks.
Yes.
He basically says the same exact words that David would say.
Yeah.
But in a really dull, flat kind of way.
Yes. It really is just this actor studying David from prior episodes and saying, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And it's really fun
because
I don't think he says anything other than no when David says, have I seen you in my store?
No, he says something else.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that's exactly like what words that or a phrase that David would use.
He's dressed just like him.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us who he is?
Oh, yeah. His name is actually Salvatore Antonio.
Oh, fun.
He attended... I read this, the prestigious National Theatre School of Canada, which is considered Juilliard's sister school. He has a ton of stuff.
He has a lot of training to be as dull as he was.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm sorry.
What?
I thought you said doll, David.
No, dull.
No, that makes way more sense.
Dull.
Than dull, David.
No.
But I went with it.
You did,
like,
and
great,
you laughed and thought
means.
It sounded great.
Yeah.
No, dull. He was dull.
He first appeared, his first IMDb credit was in 1998 in a couple episodes of Goosebumps.
Oh.
He was in La Femme Nikita, Queer as Folk, Warehouse 13, Murdoch Mysteries, Flashpoint, Nikita. I was unaware at this point that there were two different television shows based on the movie La Femme Nikita.
Oh.
One in 99, one in 2010. He was in both.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen either.
He was in Lost Girl, a regular on two seasons of Saving Hope, and he was in one season of the Netflix anthology series Slasher.
Hmm.
He's got a lot of credits. There's like 70-some.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there. And it's funny, on our Instagram, when we set it up, I just started following people from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up all the time. He's very active on Instagram.
Okay.
Every time he comes up, I'm like, who is this? Why am I following this person?
Oh.
It's not that he looks completely different in real life, but he certainly doesn't look like a David clone on Instagram.
All right.
So, yeah, it was nice to actually see the name and go, oh, it's that guy. All right. So now, Wendy talks a little bit more about who... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This isn't Wendy talking. This is after they leave. And it's just when...
Well, she calls Stevie Garen.
Yes, of course. And I think it's so much fun when he says that at one point she was looking for a John Gosselin type.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, yeah, because David mentions, like, if that's her fiancé, does she realize he's checking out every guy in the place?
Right.
And she has terrible taste.
Yes.
And then that's when he says, yeah, in the past she mentioned at some point that she was looking for a John Gosselin type.
And I'm assuming all of our listeners know what John and Kate Plus 8 is.
I find it amazing that John Gosselin got a name drop on Schitt's Creek. Like, when you look at all the other name drops that have been on here.
Yes.
That are insanely famous, well-known.
It is such
And this little guy from a Pennsylvania reality show.
It is such a...
I mean, which obviously, like, you know.
But
I mean,
but what I love about it is it's such a deep pull for, like, a pretty bad person. I mean, listen, I don't know him personally, but looking for a John Gosselin type is just whoever, I don't know if it's, you know, Martin Short's brother or whoever wrote this line, like a deep pull saying this is the person, like this is the epitome of someone you do not want to be involved with.
I think it's
super fun because they really could have picked any well-known celebrity, of course. And I also think it's fun because we live so close to John Gosselin.
Yeah, I don't think he's in Pennsylvania anymore.
No. Oh, no?
I think he's in New York.
Oh, to the point where he used to DJ at bars near us.
Oh, yeah.
And we once went, not you and me, we once went specifically to a bar because he was supposed to be there. He didn't show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
Because I'm on the lookout for a John Gosselin.
John Gosselin type. Apparently you are.
More specifically, exactly John Gosselin.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's go back to Rose Apothecary because Alexa is really doing... Wow.
That's not her name is.
I said it right the first time.
You did say it right the first time.
Looked at my notes. Yeah. I wrote Alexa in my notes.
Maybe
terrible.
It auto-corrected.
So she is waiting, as I think we said, for a package to be delivered.
Yeah.
And Ted shows up.
Right.
I'm sorry. Why is Ted there?
I don't. I think he just came.
Keep her company?
Yeah, okay. I think so. All right. I don't even know. I kind of lost interest.
You just zoned out?
I might have. I didn't even write that much about it, except that they were just doing their, like, cheesy, like, role play scenario. Yeah.
Role play scenario where he is the delivery person that she's waiting for.
And he couldn't even pick up on the clues that she was trying to make this, you know.
He's really bad at it. He says he's late
because his grandmother passed away. Yeah.
And then they just start
making out in the store.
And knocking over a bunch of products.
Yeah.
And then they, I guess... Where do they have sex?
I think in that back room.
In a back...
But that happens later. They come out of there later. Right.
No. I mean, that's what happens between this scene and when we see them again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they knock over a bunch of stuff. I think in the back room. Okay. All right.
Where David and Patrick...
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder
back
this is happening.
Back room sees a lot of action,
She knows how they run this business.
I guess.
And she's like, well, if it's okay for them to do this, I guess we can do this as well. All right, so let's go back to Johnny and Moira because they show up at the house.
The farmhouse. I just kept calling it. Like, I always say, like, I use the at symbol and then I put at town hall, at RA.
Great.
Like, that's how I abbreviate. Every time I wrote this, I wrote at farmhouse.
That's fine, because we're at this farmhouse for a very long time.
More
time
than we need to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a guy named Hank, does he say his name?
I don't remember him saying his name. I know the cat's name. I don't know his name.
Right, yes. They go to this house. Hank answers the door, which is the father.
Yeah.
And they mention that they did run over a cat.
We struck down your feline with our car. That's what they say.
Yes.
And then he says, Sergio?
Sergio.
Yeah. Yeah. So the cat's name is Sergio.
An interesting name.
Yeah.
For a cat. I like it.
It's very...
It's really...
Yeah.
It's very, I'm going to say, European.
I guess.
I wouldn't think...
It's for... Yeah, like, they're just kind of like simple folk hanging out at their farmhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like a pretty good name.
And that's just one of the problems I have with these. Like, I don't know what we're supposed to be laughing at during this. Why is this funny? Why is this supposed to be funny?
It's
we'll get more into it.
I think totally missed the mark. Like, it's not, like, hitting an animal and then needing to go, like, talk to a family about it.
Well,
it's not funny.
Yeah, he says, like, well, it's my daughter's cat and you should tell her this. Come into the house. First, the wife chastises them for speeding.
Right, city people driving too fast. Yeah.
Oh, so let's talk about these
and
people.
And then Moira's like, I'm going to leave, John. Should I just pick you up on the way back? So, I mean, there are funny lines.
Of course there are.
But, like, it just, this whole thing
this
just
whole you're
totally
right. This
missed
whole
the mark.
Thing. I think it's, that's worth saying. But Hank is played by John Tench, not John Tesh.
Okay.
His first IMDb credit was a TV movie back in 1985. Mm-hmm. This guy is almost 200 credits.
I thought you were going to say this guy is almost 200 years old.
Almost. He looks fabulous.
The way you were saying it.
He was on a couple episodes of Friday the 13th, the series.
Okay.
Kung Fu, the legend continues. Kung Fu Panda, the legend continues. The X-Files, Outer Limits. He was in Air Buddies.
Oh.
He was in Psych, Fringe, Supernatural, Degrassi, The Next Class, Killjoys, designated survivor.
Okay.
Again, a ton of stuff. Yeah. He's got like 5 things currently in production, mm-hmm. too.
Okay.
He also does voice work. He did voices on the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon.
Oh.
And a bunch of video games as well. So he's very accomplished and very busy.
How about the wife?
Let's talk about the
wife. She looked super familiar to me.
Well, sorry.
I think, though, she looked like she reminded me of someone else. Like, she kind of reminded me a little bit of, and I think this is who it is.
Go ahead.
A little bit of, like, Lily Tomlin. Her face, just a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, no,
okay.
I could see that.
That's who I feel like she looked like. Yes. And then I was like, I'm not sure if I'm pinpointing
the
right person.
I don't know who this is, Lily Tomlin.
No. Right. I mean, I knew it wasn't. Yeah. And I guess she just gave me that vibe. But then I was kind of like, well, does she look like someone else that I'm thinking I know? But
her name is, and she's just credited as wife.
Okay.
He gets a name.
Yeah, I don't feel like I remember.
The baby doesn't even get a name.
Yeah.
She's credited as daughter.
Oh, not
even baby or bebe.
Anyway,
this actress's name is Jocelyn Zucco.
Okay.
And she has a more limited filmography than the guy, but she was in some episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Mm-hmm.
Designated Survivor.
Oh, so they were together in that.
Nah, I looked at the episode. It wasn't the same episode. She played the French diplomat.
Oh.
Because the rest of her filmography, all French titles that I cannot pronounce. So she must be fluent in French.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know what? I'm going to talk about the daughter now anyway, because I have her in my notes
We see
here.
Her in a moment. Well, we go to the flea market and then we come back and see her.
Yeah. Her name is Rachel Dolan, and she's got 2 credits to her name.
Oh.
She was in a small movie called 4 Single Fathers, and she was in this episode, and they were 10 years apart. She was in that movie in 2009.
Wow.
And in this, and that's it.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So let's go to the flea market.
Yeah.
And Stevie discovers something.
Yes.
That, did you notice that Antonio, that, you know, their table is a lot like ours.
Uh-huh.
The products kind of look the same.
And they're making a lot more sales. Their prices are
very
better.
Very busy. Yes.
Yes. Roland picked up products from over there.
I do like how David seems upset by this.
Uh-huh.
And I like how his reaction is, tulips instead of roses. Woof. Really great.
Yeah.
But yes. And here's what I will say. And I'm not trying to give away where I put this on my list. This was headed straight to the bottom of my list.
Uh-huh.
And I do want to say it didn't fall at the very bottom.
Okay.
And it's because of Roland.
Okay.
I think Roland rescues this because I think Roland is doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's got all the funny lines in this entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
He's at least he shows up twice.
Yeah.
Because he's doing a really great job.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about what he's doing if you want to.
Go ahead.
Oh. Best thing about,
I feel like my notes are sketchy on this episode.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
I just had Stevie selling products. Roland, nicer when we were talking over there.
Which
is a great line.
That is the best.
But yeah, I kind of lost everything in between. He was just like saying that
he believes that David is in two places at once.
Yes. Yeah. And he picked up products over there, but wants to pay for them at their table. And then he's like, but isn't it the same?
I think he wants to return it or there's an issue.
Yeah.
Well, there's an issue with it later, but he's just talking about how, you know, David was nicer when he was talking to him over there.
Right. Yeah.
And David's like, well, that's not even me. That's not the product we sell and everything like that. It's really fun.
Yeah. He's like, we have a superior product for a little bit more. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Because Roland's like, oh, you're selling these 3 for $15 or something. He's like, that's not what we do here.
Right.
Also, what's great is that Stevie's like, Roland, you're supposed to be at the motel. I know he's at the motel.
He's taking a coffee break,
he's
I think.
He's taking a coffee break, which means, I don't know, he just shuts down the motel.
I guess.
And then
he's not even
getting
coffee.
No.
Yeah. But do you need to drive to the... We've had this conversation a lot.
I don't think you need to drive to
go from the motel, because they used to walk to get breakfast.
Someone needs to put a map
I know.
Of Schitt's Creek up. I'm sure it's online. I'm sure I've just never looked at it. oh, that seems like something we should buy and frame and put in our closet.
Right. We could reference it while we...
Right. We could look at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, try and figure out how many miles away things are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's fantastic. He's doing a lot of great work in here.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they finally get a product in their hands, and that'll come into play in a minute.
Yes.
But now let's go back to farmhouse.
The farmhouse.
So these people make them wait?
They have to wait for their daughter because she's still sleeping. And this is when Moira wonders where Bebe's chamber is.
Right.
So
this child, who's basically an adult, gets up and she's very upset by this.
Well, right. They have to tell Bebe that her cat is dead. I like how Moira says, your cat had taken ill and stumbled onto the road.
Yeah.
And that, again, that's all I wrote about this part. I just couldn't, my pencil just didn't work.
I
just couldn't do it.
I don't get it. I don't mean to sound mean or feel like
nobody would do that. You would not invite someone who has unfortunately hit your pet to come in and explain that they've hit your pet to a child that it belonged to.
No, what everybody's doing is weird, but also, are we supposed to, and I know this isn't the case, but are we supposed to be laughing because this woman's overweight? Are we supposed to be laughing because these people are, like, white trash or something? Like, why is this supposed to be funny? Because it's not. I guess the joke is she's not a baby, she's not a child, but I'm like, why is any of this supposed to be funny? You know what I mean? Like, it was...
I don't, and maybe they were going to the interaction of like Moira and Johnny compared to these people that are much more like living a much more simple life.
We've done that
but
from
like
day one of this show,
right?
We
like
don't need
I,
to do
yeah,
this again.
I don't know. I don't know what the and
I just
and laughing because of like that's the one thing about this show that there is never a focus on these people are, 100%. You know, like living a more simple life. This person is over. Like, this is like a everybody is accepted. They don't ever focus on anybody's like physical features or, you know, like relationships or anything. Like,
and that's,
so that doesn't.
That's why it was so.
I don't.
That's why it seems so terrible when I watch it this time. Because I'm like, why was it written this way? Like, why is this here for comedy?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. Like, I didn't like it
like
at
we said,
all.
It missed the mark, and it wasn't funny, and there's...
But let's go back to Roland.
Yeah, let's get away from
this. Because let's get away from this, because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because...
this...
David's line here is fantastic.
Is the best.
It's really great, because he takes the product, the foot cream.
Yes.
Right? Foot cream?
Oh, yeah, it's foot cream. And he smells it, and he says, it smells like pennies and burps.
That's so crazy.
And then they, like, peel the label off, or the label's
just,
kind of peeling off.
It just comes
off.
Right off.
And it's 100% moist liquid. And this is apparently what Stevie says they used to have at the motel. Like, I guess it was the complimentary products in the rooms at the motel.
Because
like, what is moist liquid even supposed to be?
Or whatever? I don't know.
No, this
well, no, this is way back.
Way
yes.
back. Right.
I don't know. They keep calling it gel time. I don't know what gel time is.
I don't know either. Is that, like, something that's real? But then David references later on that he bought at the dollar store for 99 cents.
For a while in my notes, I wrote jail time because that's what I thought they were saying.
I didn't even write down what it was.
Yeah.
I just wrote down pennies and burps because that was my favorite part.
It's so great because...
And nicer when I was talking to you over there.
Yep, we all know.
And the deep sense of dread.
Yeah, we all know what pennies and burps smell like.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't imagine how gross this is.
Ew. Yeah.
And they're very upset by this, of course.
Yeah.
And so they're...
Because this
now...
is where David's like, they're selling counterfeit luxury products.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're using whatever kind of cheap adhesive to put the labels on. It won't even stay on. Seems really easy to peel that off. But let's go back to Rose Apothecary.
Ugh, and I don't even want to go there. I'm
we
not
are
even
supposed
into
to
the
talk
Alexis
about
and
these
Ted.
Episodes.
I know.
I'm sorry. Alexis and Ted had sex, but they left... I wrote the door open.
I think
it
was,
it
I think
matter.
She referenced the fact that just didn't put like the flip of the clothes sign. Right. Like exactly. Anybody could have walked in because the store was open technically. Yes. And yeah.
And leaving the door open turns Alexis on even more now.
Right.
She's ready to go for round two.
And so they go to the bathroom this time. The newly completed bathroom that is there, but customers aren't allowed to use, I think they referenced, right? Or something.
Well, I don't know that they say that.
Yeah. No, they said something about it. Yeah. Because David, remember, they needed a bathroom for customers.
No,
but
of course. Yes.
Yeah. So this is the newly finished bathroom that Ronnie completed.
Yeah. If you told me that this bathroom thing would be over the course of three episodes. At the beginning, the moment I sat down to watch Schitt's Creek and you're like, oh, they renovate a bathroom and they'll talk about it for three episodes in a row. I would not believe you.
But then, of course, they're in there and you hear some loud noise.
First of all, their role playing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do like it when the door shuts and you hear Alexis. I don't know where she's going with this. She goes, uh-oh, is that a sink? It's such a bizarre reaction to seeing a sink in a bathroom.
Right.
And of course they break the sink. Yeah. So now Johnny and Moira are leaving. They're making their goodbyes finally.
Well, but before they go, Hank and his wife and family are thinking that they should cover the expense of the funeral.
Yes.
For the cat.
And I don't, first of all,
because it was her, it was Bebe's only tabby cat.
It was her only cat. No, it wasn't her only cat. I've seen several cats since I've been here.
Well,
it's her only tabby. Yes. Yeah. What would these funeral expenses be? What does Johnny think they're going to try and get out of him for killing a cat?
I don't know.
I am assuming the cost of their spa day is far more than these people probably would have asked for. Out of pocket.
I don't
to
even
bury
know.
Their cat.
Like,
it's so bizarre. It's
yeah.
Because now what? We're supposed to believe that these people are after money. They're seeing dollar signs. And now they're like, we can make money off of this cat's death. Again, I don't like this at all.
I know. Yeah. But Moira offers them two complimentary tickets with partially obstructed view to cabaret.
But they only like the kinky shoes? Kinky
sneakers,
what are they called?
Kinky shoes.
Yeah, and it's kinky boots.
Right.
It's funny, I guess.
And then they kind of, like, give them the rest of their spa day. Like, they've missed some of their treatments already.
Right. So what's the point of giving them these spa things if they've already missed half to nearly all of their spa day at this point? I guess they're like, this is our out? Is giving these people tickets, passes, a reservation to something that's already passed. So we're now going to screw these people more by giving them something that's worthless. It's so bad. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But so let's leave. We're done with that.
Yeah.
And now let's go to David approaching Wendy about this. And I like how Wendy's like, you know what? Have you noticed that there's all these general stores now and they're all the same?
Well, yeah, she said, you know.
Even your stuff kind of looks like our stuff.
Right.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But what a great business to get into, I guess.
Yeah, she's like successful in business, successful in life.
Right.
Yeah. And then I like that he wants to talk to her and she said, let's go to your booth. It's quieter over there.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they bring up her fiance, because they assume it's Antonio, she says that it's Brad.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm not with him.
Right.
He's just Brad's roommate.
Well, she said Anthony.
We'll get to that
She refers to him then as Anthony, I think, instead of Antonio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Or, yeah.
All right.
And then she says, you know, he's just my business partner. And David's like, he's just a common criminal.
But he shows her what's up with the label and everything like that. To which she has no problem dumping this dude because, as we said,
she was kind of intrigued. She debated about cheating on Brad with him. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, she makes mention about, you know, she's like, we went into business together, but I did kind of think about possibly cheating on Brad.
And it is funny because David's reaction is, what? And she goes, well, even you picked up on the chemistry because you thought we were together.
Right.
It's really fun.
And
again,
she's
Wendy's
like,
doing a great job in this episode, too. Like, I think she's... She's bringing it because unless I'm wrong, this is it for Wendy. We can close the book on Wendy after this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but then she says, you know, shares that he and Brad are roommates in a tiny one bedroom. They don't even have room, so for their mirror has to be on the ceiling.
It's really great.
Yeah. But then she finishes the whole conversation and asks him if he wants to get high.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I assume Wendy.
And Roland steal the show here.
Wendy's still doing just fine off of that check. I'm assuming was given by Blouse Barn, Australia, or whatever. So she doesn't seem that broken up about the fact that she has to ditch this dude and get out of this business.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's wrap this episode by going back to Rose Apothecary, where Alexis and Ted are making up lies.
Oh, the delivery man came and broke the sink.
He was also drunk because he knocked over a bunch of stuff.
Right, and then he left delivery.
How much time did you have between when you broke the sink and David showed up? You couldn't even pick up the products that you guys knocked over the shelves and
Yeah, because they were saying he left and then didn't leave a delivery. And then David's like, that's really weird because he left a note saying, sorry, I missed you.
Right.
But then David was like, well, I guess I can just view everything on the security cameras for insurance purposes and stuff to be able to, like, you know, get to the bottom of everything. And
then episode ends, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe
Michael's spotty too.
Well, at the end, he's kind of like, you know, realizes that they're not telling the truth and everything. And then he was like, first the Tamagotchis and now this. And you can't be counted on to do anything. And then he's like, get out. Uh-huh. And he kicks them out.
You know, I do like how he looks at Ted and he goes, I'm disappointed in you. Because Ted seems way more responsible.
Well, Ted also makes reference again to his grandmother passing away.
Yeah, and I love how he's like, what was years ago?
Yeah.
He can't lie, and he feels bad. I do like how he doesn't even go along with Alexis because he says, I wasn't even here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the whole thing is,
But that's it. That's how the episode ends.
Thank God.
Mercifully.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so great.
Carla, if this episode were a foot cream, would it be from Rose Apothecary or the dollar store? I will share.
Would it smell like pennies and burps or something lovely?
As I said, I will share your list.
This
with
has got to be our shortest episode ever because.
No.
Really?
No. We did pretty short episodes early on before we knew to fill with nonsense.
Everybody loves our nonsense. Yeah, you really did go to the bottom.
I mean, you can scroll up if you want.
I don't
if
need to.
If you want
to.
This to go into your top 10, go right ahead.
Nope.
I think people would be shocked by that.
Even like Allez Vous, like I'm looking at my low episode, like Allez Vous so much better than this. Like Ronnie's Party was better.
Yep.
Rooms by the Hour was pretty terrible.
Yep.
But I don't know. Was it better than this?
I don't know. I'm really interested to see if we fall in the exact same spot for this.
I don't remember. What's Motel Guest? I don't remember that one.
I don't know. I don't remember.
This is the problem. Sometimes looking at titles alone, I can't.
Is it where the guy dies?
No, that's Dead Guy in Room. Yeah.
Is it the guy that Moira yells at?
That one's kind of fun.
But everything else in the episode must have been terrible. Why is it so low on our list?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Even Turkey Shoot, I think, for me, beats this one out.
Go ahead. Just do it.
I think I have to put it on the whole way on the bottom. I think I'd rather have Dee Dee than a dead cat.
You'd rather have Dee Dee. So this.
Yeah, this is my new last episode.
This is the bottom
Somebody
of the list.
Said this would be number 80 on our list. On mine, it will be. They're right.
I mean, of right now, it is number 62
there was,
on your list.
Even the flea market, like, although, like, Roland was funny and pennies and burps, and there were great David lines in this, it's not enough to redeem it. The other stuff is so bad. The Alexis and Ted stuff is not
good.
The roadkill is the worst.
No, you're right. Listen.
Yeah, I can't.
You are right. I did not put it at the bottom of my list. Mine is second to last.
Oh.
I think I still would watch this again over Dee Dee.
Oh, I think I'd much still rather would. Watch okay. Dee Dee. Yeah.
Well, it's very low on both of our lists. Yeah. It's 62 for you, 61 for me.
Yeah.
So,
it's just bad all around.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody.
Tell us if you disagree. Let us know if it's your number one. No. I'd love to meet that person.
Yeah.
That says it is.
There's just so much wrong with this episode. Yeah. And I don't really know where to put the blame. I know we're not putting the blame on Roland or Wendy. I think that's the main
thing. Or David.
He's doing great. But thank you for listening, everybody. Oh, we have a Patreon.
Oh.
It's patreon.com/shitsandgiggles.
We don't have any names to share.
No, you didn't need to bring that up. I was just going to gloss right. Okay. I was going to go right past that.
All right.
But if you would like to help us out with the hosting of this for as low as $1 a month, you can do that. And I will mention how great you are on our episodes. Yeah. So anyway, we will see you again in 2 weeks when we discuss the 11th episode of season 5, Meet the Parents.
Thank goodness, a nice upswing.
Oh, I know. So until then, everybody, have a fantastic 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.